Alva, the Gemara says, but Rav said that, but Rav said that this pshat Alva daima minei. But let's say no, we know that she did live with a husband. She's very close with him, and we have the big pshat to say that they live together. Is afagav the daima mi alma? Even though she also has other boyfriends, still basra de desha dinilei. Still, we would say the son goes after the husband, and therefore the kid would not be a mamzer. If the kid is only a mamzer when we don't have a right to say that her father lived with her, but rather a different man. But when she's dying b'minei, she's close with the husband, even though they didn't make nisuyin yet, we nemar that they had a beer together, and that the kid is because of him. And therefore it's not a mamzer. Omar Rava, Rava says, now minu aminullah. How do I know to say this? Tiktonikos says, and now Mishnah, yoldo toichal. Again, where the koyin was manis, Abbas Yisrael, if she becomes pregnant, she's Lari Truma. Hey Chidomi, what's the Mishnah talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the daima minei, that like we know that she had beer with this kohen. Fulloi daima mi alma, and she had nothing to do with any other men, were not chesheda with any other men, so the only person she lived with was with this kohen. Is Tarichal a meim or the teichal? Does the Mishnah have to tell us such a case? Pshita? That she's going to eat Truma now. Lamaisa, the father is the kohen, and therefore she'll eat Truma. El alav, isn't the Mishnah talking about the daima naima mi alma? That even though we know true the kohen was manas, so the kohen lived with her, but we know she also has other boyfriends, and we have to be afraid that she lived with somebody else also. And still we say what? That the father is the kohen, and she's lavi truma. So ma ho so ma doch over here by the kohen be manasa. To lahai isura lahai isura. If the kohen or somebody else lived with her, it's the exact same issa. The manasa bas Yisrael or mafata bas Yisrael. Is Basra the day Shadin and Lay? Still, we say, since we know for sure 100% the Kohen lived with her, we say the Kohen is the father, and the son is the Ben Kohen, and therefore she could eat Truma. His Hocha, in the case of Ravzdin over here, to Lahai Yisur or Lahai Atera, for the husband to live with his wife, even though they did not make Nisuin yet, Midirai sets Mutter. For somebody else to do it, is Chayiv Misa. Is Lekoshchen, shouldn't for sure we say that if we have a reason to say that she's close with the husband and she lived with the husband, that the son goes after the husband and not after somebody else? Omulay Abaya said back, Liyelam really, Eimalach, I'll tell you, that Kolhecha de Daimim, Me Alma, maybe any time we know that she has other boyfriends, she's choshen with somebody else, Afagav de Daimim, Minei, even though we also know she's close with the husband and we have a good reason to say she lived with the husband. On the Rav Havlad Mamzer, still Rav would say the kid is a Mamzer. Since we're Cheshida for other men, the kid is a Mamzer. Umas Nitzanai, what's Pshan Amishta that says that the kid is a Kayin, and therefore the mother could eat Truma? But the Loidai Maklal, where she has no other boyfriends, we're not Cheshida from anybody else. So therefore we only know she had Bia, she had Musmanis, where she was from the Kayin. Therefore the Mishnah says she could eat Truma. But any other time when we have a Chshas, maybe she's with somebody else, even though we also think maybe she's with a husband, still we have right to say the kid is a mamzer. That's Rav's halacha. Right, then the Mishnah said, Eved poisel mishum biya. An Eved pasels mishum biya. Like we had before, and that din is like we had before, that if an Eved lives with the Isha, she makes a posel. But who within the Mishnah says that V'ena poisel mishum zera, but the kid you have from an Eved is not called your kid, it doesn't pasel. How does the Morah says, my time, how do we know this? On Makroah, the Pasuk says, Hu isha vilodeho til adoneho. That a shivcha that has a son, it's a shivcha. It's an Eved, it doesn't belong to the father. So therefore, the Eved is not meyuchas after his father. Therefore here, whether it's a question of a bas Yisrael, to be able to eat truma, she can't. Or if it's a bas kohen that was married to Yisrael, that can't eat truma, she could eat truma here. The Eved is not called their son. Vaita Mamzer, though, the Mishnah says, Poisel Meichel. Mamzer is called your son, so it's either Poisel to a Bas Kain, or else it's Meichel to Bas Yisrael. Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Vizera Einlo. It's in a case where she was a Bas Kain that was married to a Yisrael, and her husband dies, so she's allowed to go back to her father's house, Tetruma. But that's providing she does not have any child. She doesn't have any children. It says, Vizera Einlo. So Vidashin Einlo Yela Zera. Only if she has a child, her own son, her own daughter would not let her eat Truma. What about Zera Zari Minayin? How do we know a grandson? In other words, this Bas Kain was married to Yisrael, and they had a son, and the son got married and had a son, and now her first son died. So how do we know, since she still has a grandson, she cannot go back to Truma? Talmud Lerma, the Pasuk says, V'zera ein lo mikol mokum. Mashm, any type of a son, any type of a child, she cannot go back to her father's house to eat, even if it's only a grandson. Ein lo yele zera kosher. This is only so far good if the zera is kosher. He's a regular Yisrael, he's not a mamzer. What about zera posel? Let's say in a case where the kid is a mamzer. How do we know, again, if the mother was a bas koyin, and then she had a daughter, and that daughter lived with an eved, that on the man the yom the kid is a mamzer? How do we know now that the bas koyin can still not go back to truma? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'zera ein lo ayin olo. We have to be ayin. Check her out carefully. Any type of a son or child she has, she cannot go back to her father's house to truma. For the Gemara, ayvo afikto lezera zara. We use this rush of ayin olo that even a grandchild. So how do we know even a mamzer? So Gemara says, true, but zera zara la yitzra krua. For a grandson, you do not need a pasuk to say that she cannot go back to truma. Why? Because that's a svara that's b'nei bonim harayim kebonim. Children, grandchildren are like your children. So therefore, that's pshita that she could, she does not go back to truma if she has a grandchild. Is ki yitzra krua, when do we need the pasuk? Lezera posel. That even though the grandchild is a mamzer, still she cannot go back to her father's house to truma. Oh, Malay Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. So Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Keman, who do we go like Lechur Rabbi Akiva? The Yoma Yesh Mamza Michai Vilavin, that there's a Mamza by Michai Vilavin. Like Rashi says, Keman Masnitz Niktoni, Oyvik Yechovim Yevet Avo Abasisol Avlad Mamzer, that the Ramishnah says of a goy or an ever lives with Abasisol, the kid is a Mamzer, Lechur it's only Michai Vilavin. So the Chura Mishnah goes like a Mekiva Shita, that knows that Chai V'Lavin is not Tofsi Kedushin, and therefore the kid's a Mamzer. So Morris says, no, Afilu Teim, a Rabbonin, even if you want to say, which the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin, V'yoveh Kechovim V'yeved Moidu, that by a Goy or a Neved, the Rabbonin Amoidu, that if they live with a Bas Yisrael, the kid is a Mamzer. Why? The Chiyosi Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yitzchok Bar Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, that Oyved Kechovim V'yeved Ha'abua Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That's the shita. Even though the halacha we don't hold like this, halacha we hold the kid is not a mamzer. The kid is only pasul lakuna. However, these man yamim hold that an eved habu abas yisrael, since there's no tefisus kedushin at all, even though it's only a chayv elavin, still the kid is a mamzer. Yeah, then the end of the Mishnah said that koyin gadol pomim shapoisel. Sometimes a bas koyin was married to yisrael, had a son. And even though the son is a Kohen Gadol, or grandson, still she's not allowed to go back to her father's house, she can't eat truma. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, that sometimes the lady could say, the grandmother could say, Hareni Kaporis Ben Biti, like I'll be a Kapora, forgiveness, for my grandson, Kuzi, even though he's a Mamzer, of a Shemachalene Betruma, but because of the Mamzer, sometimes I eat truma. Like we had, if she was a Bas Yisrael, that she was married to a Kohen, and then she had a daughter, and she had a daughter, and let's say an Eved lived with a daughter. So the son is what comes out is a mamzer. However, though, it's called she has a zera from the kohen still, and therefore she's still allowed to eat truma. Ma'ashen kein v'eini kaporis ben biti. I do not want to be a forgiveness for my granddaughter kador, like a grandson over here kador shepaslani minat truma. That even though he's a kohen gadol, but lamaisa I'm posel to eat truma because of him. Again, where she was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and they had a daughter, and his daughter married a Kohen, and they had a son, and the Kohen became a Kohen Gadol. Lamaisa, the grandmother now, the Bas Kohen cannot eat Truma, because since she was married to a Yisrael, and this is a grandson she has from the Yisrael, so she cannot go back to eat Truma. Even though the son is a Kohen Gadol, it's possible the grandmother is not allowed to eat Truma because of the son. Yehadrin Alecha Almon. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Ha'oro, V'chol ha'tameim is lo yechlo betruma. If you have a kohen that's an oru, like Rashi says, kohen shemesu ochiv machmas mila, a kohen that his brother died b'shas mila. So therefore, you don't have to give him a mila. But our kohen is called an oru. He has his orus. Or else ha'tameim, any kohen that's tamei, is alocha lo yechlo betruma. They're not allowed to eat truma. Or v'nishayim v'yavdayim yechlo betruma. But their wives, or else their Eved Kenani, is a lot of truma. Because even though they're an oral, so what? Lamaisa, the wife is called an Ashes Kohen, they're allowed to eat a truma. Petsua dake o krushuvcha, the lochris hain viavdeyem yechlu. Because even though the Kohen himself is a Petsua daka, or krushuvcha, we'll soon see what that means.
there's something wrong with his bait somewhere else, his aver was cut off. The locher is there allowed to eat the kohen kiri truma, and who adin v'avdeim if beyond an evit kanani could also eat truma. But on the shayim lo yechlu, the wife of the kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Because the locher is, when it becomes a ptsuadaka, it's a chai v'lavin. So when he lives with his wife, he makes his wife into a chalolo, and therefore she's possible now to eat truma. What about v'im lo yodo mishanasa ptsuadaka krushukha? Let's say like first they were married and the husband, the kohen, was normal. For later on in life, then he became a krushukha, or else a ptsuadaka. So halacha is that from then on he's posel. Let's say they did not live together, so she does not become a chalolo. Therefore, re'elu yechlu. Therefore, now his wife is a ladi truma. And as long as he did not live with her, when he became a ptsuadaka krushukha, then his wife is a ladi still eat truma. Now, v'yeze a ptsuadaka, what's called a ptsuadaka, kol sheniftsu habetzim shaloi. Anytime his beitzim is like crushed, so the pshat is that he's not roy to have any kids anymore, he's not roy lazria, even if only one of them was crushed, that's called a ptsuadaka. What's called a krushuvcha? That is called shenichras hagid, that the gid his eva was cut off. V'yim nishtaya me'atoro afilu kechut hasara kosher. But it depends from where it was cut off. The top part, the yatoro, that's like the ground, the crown around it. That's where they make the mokam hamila. So if any part of that top crown is still left of the aver, then it's okay. Even a mashu, even kachut hasara. But if the whole ator is cut off, then that's called part of the gid was cut off, and then he's a krup shubcha, he can't have any children, therefore it's called a chai vilavin, and when he lives with his wife, he makes his wife into a chalolo, therefore the din is, she's not allowed to eat truma. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn like this, Omer Rebeloza, Minayin la'orel shein oicho b'truma. How do we know, like the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that if a kohen is an oral, he didn't have a bris milah yet, he's not allowed to eat truma. So Rebbe Elazar says, Nemar, it says in Shmois, that toishav v'socher b'pesach. In the parasha of a korban pesach, it says the locha that a toishav and a socher is not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. V'nemar toishav v'socher b'truma. Says the locha, toishav v'socher is not allowed to eat truma. A teisha v'socher of a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. We'll soon explain what it means a teisha v'socher. Teisha means you live there for a long time. V'socher, you just hired, you're living there a short time. So now we make this gzeresh over from Hilchas Korban Pesach to Hilchas Truma to tell us ma teisha v'socher om of a Pesach. Just like by Korban Pesach, oral is also boy, and oral is also teeth from a Korban Pesach is af teisha v'socher om of a truma. The same thing a teisha v'socher. That it says in the parasha of Truma is oral also boy, that an oral is also tichuma. So that's the limud from our Mishnah that an oral is, even if he's a kohen, he's also tichuma. Rabbi Akiva Raimah the post enoi tzorich. I don't need this gzeira shova teishav asachir from the parasha of Korban Pesach. But rather, Harei Raimah, the posik says, ish ish. Says the posik Rashi says, ish ish mizera aroin vu tzurua oizav l'rabbis oral. The Gemara Dashins. That the rabbi says oral. It comes to teach us what even an oral has the same halacha like a tomei, and just like a tomei is not allowed to eat truma, who adin an oral is also not allowed to eat truma. So this is the machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. How do we know the din of our Mishnah that an oral cannot eat truma? Rabbi Akiva says from this posik of ish ish, the rabbi is oral. Now the Gemara first goes to explain Rabbi Elazar, and then we'll go back later to explain Rabbi Akiva. So Amar, before we learned, Rabbi Elazar Oimer. Rabbi Elazar says, Nema toisha v'socher b'pesach, v'nema toisha v'socher b'truma. Says the word toisha v'socher by both. So we're making Zera Shova to tell us, Ma toisha v'socher omer b'pesach, just like by the parsha of the Korban Pesach, oral is also boy, because the Torah says b'feirish, and oral is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, is av toisha v'socher omer b'truma. The same thing, the words of Teisha V'socha that it says by the Pasha of Truma means to teach us that Oril is also boy. That an Oril, a Kayin, even if he's a Kayin. But since he's an Oril, the din is also boy, he's not Lari Truma. So Gemara says, Mufna. One of these two are extra. Di lav Mufna, because if one is not extra, equal to Mifrach. I could ask the question, the cloud is when you make a Gzera Shava, you can ask the Kasher and slug it up if they're not extra. What's the question? Ma le Pesach sheken chayovim olav mishum pigul v'noisev atomei. A carbon Pesach has a din of kachim, that the locher is if you eat it when it's pigled, if the kohen had the wrong machshava b'shas tashchita. So the meat is called pigul, and there's a chi of chorus if you eat it, you have to bring korban chatas. V'noyser huadin, if you'll eat the meat when it's left over, it's a chi of chorus. V'tome, if you tome and eat from the meat of the korban pesach, you chai of chorus. So these are chomedik aloch is a korban pesach. So maybe that's why an oral is not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. That maybe truma, that there's no chi of chorus, there's no chi of korban between korban chatas, maybe an oral is mutati truma. So Morris says, La yafnuya mufna. Yes, one of these two toshe v'sachas are extra. So Morris says, Hi mufna, let's see, which one is extra? E the truma, if you want to say, but a pasha of truma. So Morris says, Mitzra srichi. By the pasha of truma, we need both words, toshe v'sachar. Titanya, because we learned like this. Toshe, what does the word mean, toshe? Zekon a kinyan olam. It means if you have an eved ivri, that's a kinyan olam, like Rashi says, means he had a nirtza. His ears were pierced, that he's allowed to work for you up until yovel. That's called a toshav. Sochir, what does a sochamir mean? Zekon a kinyan shonim. It means a regular eved ivri that's only connected to you to work for you for 6 years. So if a kohen has an eved ivri, the halacha is the eved ivri is not lari truma. So only halacha, when a kohen owns an eved kenani, that's called a kinyan haguf. He owns the guf of the eved. That's called kinyan kaspa. He could eat truma because of the kohen. Mashenka, when a kohen has an eved ivri is not konui. The body is guf. It is not owned by the kohen. Therefore, he cannot eat truma. Now the question is, v'yoyma toshev v'yoyma sochir. Let the pasuk just say toshev, and I don't need the word sochir. V'yani yoyma, I would say by myself. If kon no kinyan olam, and oichol, madach we never never ivri. That works for you until yovel. Still, he cannot eat truma because of the kayin. Kon no kinyan shonim, lekoshchen. Isn't it for sure if you have a regular eved ivri that only works for 6 years, that for sure he cannot eat truma because of the kayin? So where it says like this, ilu kain, if it would have just said the word toshav, I would have said toshav zekon kinyan shonim. I would have thought the word toshav could also refer to a regular eved ivri that only works for 6 years. But maybe if the eved ivri had the nirtza that you're allowed to work with him now until yovel, maybe oichel, maybe he is allowed to eat truma. Maybe that's called a kinyan kasvay. Therefore, bo socher, that's what a Torah has to say, two words. Toshav socher, it says the word socher v'limod al toshav. It comes to teach us what the meaning of toshav is. Sha'af al pi shakon kinyan olam. Like the word socher itself means eved ivri that works for 6 years. So the word toshav means that he works to yovel. So the chiddush is, even though he's konya kinyan olam, but it works for you until yovel, still the din is ein oichel. He's not larit truma. So that's why we need both words, toshav v'sochir, by the pasha of truma. So they're not extra. So Gemara says, true, el de pesach mufna. I'll tell you, by the words, by the korban pesach, the word toshav v'sochir, there it's extra. So Gemara Stam asks, hai toshav v'sochir, the kosav rachmona v'pesach, my niyu. Like, what does the pasuk mean when it tells us that a toshav v'sochir does not have to eat from a korban pesach, does not have to make a korban pesach? What type of a toshav v'sochir are we talking about? Inaim, if you want to tell me toshav v'sochir mamish, a regular toshav v'sochir means a regular eved ivri. Frati gemari mishum dehevel le toshav v'sochir iftele mi pesach. Just because he's an eved ivri, he's potter from a korban pesach. What kind of svar is that? V'akai melon we hold tabi truma. We just learned by the pasha the halach of truma is the loyochel. An eved ivri does not eat truma because of the kohen that owns him. So what do you see?